Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. I do hope that you're having a fabulous holiday season, and on this morning's program, some music to help you start your morning, including the tenors, Shauna Rolston, perhaps a little more seasonal music, and yes, the requisite oboe music. But let's begin in style with some music by Handel from his Oratorio Solomon. Now, its libretto is based on the biblical stories of King Solomon and is attributed to Newburgh Hamilton. Now, this music was composed way back in 1748, and the first performance took place a year later in 1749. But I'm going to be a little self-indulgent this morning because it features some amazing oboe playing, and it's also a great way to start the day. Here is the arrival of the Queen of Sheba. It's the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. What a fabulous way to start a Sunday morning. The arrival of the Queen of Sheba, music by Handel, performed by Nada Lanus, the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. And as we celebrate the end of the holidays, why not celebrate some Canadian exports? I'm talking about the tenors. Now, they've performed on the Oprah Winfrey Show with Celine Dion for Her Majesty the Queen, at the Emmy Awards, the opening ceremonies of the Vancouver 2010 Olympics for the NBA and NHL, and the list goes on and on and on. And get this, they even shared a private tea with Her Majesty the Queen. And this morning, you're lucky, they're going to be sharing their talents with you. So here are a few selections from their disc, Lead With Your Heart.
Thank you. God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others. Let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the sky. Climb on every rung and may you stay. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you.
May you always be courageous. Stand upright and be strong. May you stay forever young.
Of
changes shift.
May your heart always be joyful, your song always be sung, and may you stay forever young.
Forever
all come true, and may you stay forever young.
That was Forever Young, and before that, Amazing Grace. Those were the tenors from the disc Lead With Your Heart. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some more Canadian exports. Shauna Rolston began as a child prodigy, taking her first cello lesson at the tender age of 2, and get this, she started performing in public at the age of 4. She's since studied at the Banff School of Fine Arts and at Yale, and had a debut at the Town Hall in New York back in 1983, and has since performed worldwide. And she is stunning in this performance of David Popper's Hungarian Rhapsody. A lot of passion in that performance. That was Shauna Rolston with the Hungarian Rhapsody for Cello and Orchestra by David Popper. And it is that time of the program. For regular listeners, you might know it's oboe music time. This morning, we're going to just experiment a little bit and do some music for English horn or cor anglais. It is a part of the double reed family, and it's just a little lower in pitch and a little longer in length, but it has a beautiful haunting tone. And this is expressed in the next selection that we're going to hear. It's music by Vaughan Williams, who created sometimes as referred to the English pastorale. We're going to hear six studies in English folk songs, and they were originally written back in 1927 for cello. But this morning, of course, because it's oboe music time, we're doing it on cor anglais and piano. So here's the duo of Jeremy Palmier and Diana Mbache.
Thank you.
That was Jeremy Palmier on the English horn, joined by Diana Ambache on piano and Vaughan Williams' Six Studies in English Folk Songs. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR. We're at 101.9 FM on your dial. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some lovely choral music, The Artistry of Discantus. Now, this is an ensemble of female voices dedicated to the revival of the sacred monophonic and polyphonic melodies from the Middle Ages. It is beautiful music and a great addition, I think, to a Sunday morning.
Thank you.
So beautiful is that. That was Discantus with medieval chant from the Discampus Stellae. Now we're going to follow with some Vivaldi. Now, although he's known obviously for his incredible string works, he did also write some remarkable works for wind and brass concerti. He was born back in 1678 in Venice and has a nickname of the Red Priest because of his red hair. But he wrote many of his works while working at the Ospedale della Pietà, a famous foundation in Venice for the education of orphan and illegitimate girls. Now, these were all talented musicians, and they attracted many foreign tourists and gave many a celebrated performance. We'll be hearing one of the 15 of the concertos that he wrote for flute and orchestra. It's nicknamed the Tempesta di Mare, or the Storm at Sea, and you can kind of hear the tempest brewing in the music. Here's a great performance by Yuri Velek, joined by the members of Cappella Istropolitana. Thank you. Now, at the end there, you can almost kind of hear the waves crashing. That was Vivaldi's Flute Concerto, or The Storm at Sea. And that was Yuri Valak and joined by the members of Cappella Istropolitana. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time of year, so here it is, performed by the Scottish-Canadian tenor John McDermott. Two selections that I believe need no introduction.
And never brought to mind, should all acquaintance be forgot in the days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld. And here's a hand, my trusty friend, and give a hand of mine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for all. Thank you.
The pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you, tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Is I'll be there in the sunshine or in the shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. And when ye come, and all the flowers are dying, and I am dead as dead I will maybe, you'll come and find the place where I am lying. And kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me. And on my grave and ye shall bend and tell me that you'll love me. And I shall sleep in peace until you come.
How beautiful was that? That was John McDermott and Danny Boy. And before that, we heard Auld Lang Syne. Yes, it is the New Year's coming up. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay listening to a fabulous program at Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with Worko. It's coming up next until noon. I'm going to leave you now with a twist on a classic. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m., that's the new year, 2014. Looking forward to it.